fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a honey high old silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of a great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I am Silver.
A large force of men worked unceasingly on a tunnel project for the railroad about a mile from the town of Red Rock. It was early afternoon when the superintendent of the job rode up and...
Hi there, Jim. Any news?
Yep. Finally got good news, Tom. Let's go into your shack where we can talk private, eh?
The men are getting out of hand, Jim. Not getting any pay for the last month is kind of hard on them.
I know. I give you credit for keeping them on the job like you did.
What's the news you have?
Well, as you know, that Indian uprising in the other county, ripping up the rails and all like they did, kept the payroll from coming through.
I know. I've been explaining that to the men all month.
You won't have to do any explaining from now on. There's a train coming through tomorrow afternoon, bringing all their back pay and their pay up to date.
Well, that's going to be a mighty lot of money.
That's right, it is. That's where the shipment is being. No use taking chances.
How are you going to get the money out here to the job?
I wouldn't risk bringing it out. Now, at noon tomorrow, tell the men they have the rest of the day off. Have them come to town, and we'll pay them off right there at the express office.
Good idea. Too many outlaws around this territory to be carting all that money around.
That's the way I look at it. Tell the men that the afternoon off will be a bonus from the company because they waited.
Hmm? They'll all go for that, I know.
But remember, don't let word of that money shipment get out. No. And when the train arrives, get them to the express office. I'll be ready for them then. Well, I better be getting back. I'll see you tomorrow, huh?
Well, it's sure a relief to know that money's coming. I've been running out of excuses.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow, Tom.
Yeah, Jim.
Get it, boy.
As the two men had left the work shack and had walked toward the superintendent's horse, they didn't notice one of the workmen who crouched under one of the open windows of the shack. As soon as the superintendent rode away, The workman, watching his chance, made his way to the company corral, where, mounting his horse, he rode away unseen.
Steady, fella. Get up there. Go.
Meantime, on a trail on the opposite hill, two horsemen had paused to observe the men at work on the tunnel across the valley. They were the Lone Ranger and his Indian companion, Tonto.
Before long, Tonto, trains will be running right through that opposite hill, through that tunnel.
Ah, iron horse, not letting nothing stand in way.
Will mean a great deal to the west.
Look, Kimasabi, you see men come from shack?
Yes.
Well, me see other feller run from behind shack and stop behind bushes.
I didn't notice. Where is he?
Well, you see bushes near where man mount horse?
Yes. That where he's hiding?
Yeah.
He must have been listening near an open window of the shack. Or else he's spying on the man who's mounting.
Ah.
The man who mounted is riding away.
Look.
Yeah?
Other man run from behind bushes.
Yes, he's running toward the corral. Well,
me think him not up to anything good, Kimasabi.
Hard to tell. There, he's mounting and riding away in a hurry.
That's right.
If we follow this trail, we can pick up his tracks at the end of the valley. I'm curious to know what he's up to.
Come on, Silver.
Get him on, scout.
Riding at a fast pace, the Lone Ranger and Tonto soon came to the trail followed by the fleeing workmen. Before long, they could see his figure in front of them riding into the hills. A short time later, the ranger spoke.
Look ahead, Tonto. That rider has stopped. He's talking to someone.
Ah, you see him.
We'll turn off the trail and try to get close enough to overhear what's being said. Come on, Silver.
This way, Scout. This way, fella.
Seen us right up behind this boulder, Tonto. Let's listen.
Time to ride on to Big Jack's camp. I gotta get back before I'm missing the job.
What do you want me to tell him then?
Tell him to meet me at the cafe in town tonight. Got something very important to tell him. Something that'll mean easy street for all of us.
All right, Blackie. I'll tell Big Jack just what you said.
I'll be at the cafe about 8 o'clock. You tell him to be sure to be there.
Right.
Now I gotta get back to job.
Steady, boy.
Get up, man. Get up.
Something's in the wind, Tonto. We'll ride to town tonight. You can hang around the cafe and see what you can find out.
Ah.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
That evening, a little after 8 o'clock, the man known as Big Jack entered the cafe in town and approached Blackie at a corner table.
Hmm? Hello, Blackie.
Hi.
I got your message.
Here's a drink I already ordered for you.
Yeah, thanks. All right. Now, what's the news you have?
Just this. Like I've been telling you, the payroll from the railroad for that tunnel crew is held back because of Indian trouble.
Yeah, sure. And what about it?
Well, it's coming through tomorrow. This time, the payroll will be a mighty big one. All that back pay and the pay that's due now.
Yeah. How's it coming? They decide to send it by stage, maybe?
Yeah, here's a train coming through. Send it by express, like always.
That'll give us a chance to grab it as they haul it out to the mine to pay off.
Yeah, but they ain't gonna haul it out to the mine this time. Super's gonna pay off right at the express office. And he'll probably have some of the sheriff's deputies hanging around as guards while he does it.
Yeah, that's right, he would.
Well, I thought you ought to know so as you could figure out a plan.
You say it's coming in on the railroad.
Yeah, that's what the super told the foreman.
Nobody knows there's a train due to come in, far as I know.
That's right. It's been kept a secret.
Then they won't have many guards with that money. Maybe only a couple.
That's the way I figure.
And when's it due to arrive? Did you find that out?
It must be coming in right after noon sometime. Company's letting the workmen off to go into town at noon.
That'll give us plenty of time to lay our plans. Come on.
All right.
We'll go meet the gang and decide just what we'll do. I think I got a plan that'll work.
As the two men got to leave, they didn't notice the Indian who stood lounging at the end of the bar near their table. As soon as Blackie and Big Jack left, Tonto made his way quietly to the back door. Once outside, he hurriedly mounted his horse.
Easy, Scout. Easy, fella. Get him off, Scout.
The Lone Ranger, who was waiting in the shadows at the edge of town, heard Tonto approaching.
Oh, Scout, hold fire.
Hold out, Tonto.
Me hear two men talking cafe. Then plan steal big payroll tomorrow.
Payroll? You mean the payroll for the workmen at the tunnel?
Not right.
It should be an extra understand the workmen haven't been paid for a month.
Money come by express tomorrow.
Did you hear how they plan to steal it, Tonto?
Them not say how them do it.
The payroll will come in on the train. They probably expect to hold up the wagon taking the payroll out to the construction job.
No, Kemosabe. Me hear them say men all come to town, stop work at noon, get pay at express office.
Doesn't seem possible they'd try a hold up with all those men around the express office.
Me hear them say it's secret that train come in. Train not have many guards and express car with payroll.
They're planning to rob the train, Tonto.
Not what me think.
It's too dark to cut sign on the two men you heard talking tonight. But we know the one named Blackie works at the tunnel job.
That's right.
He'll show up in the morning so as not to cause suspicion. Now, when the men quit work, we'll follow him and see where he goes. Well, we'll go back to camp for the night, Tonto.
Steady, big fella. Come on, Silver. Get him off, Scout.
Next morning, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode to a point of vantage overlooking the construction job. They watched and waited until finally at noon, the men in happy mood streamed toward the corral, and mounting up, they all rode off toward town.
Men are riding off to town now, Tonto.
But me not see fella we watched for.
No, neither do I. I hope we haven't missed. It's coming from the tunnel now, Tonto. Alone.
Him wait till others leave. Now him go to corral for horse.
Well, this is what we've been waiting for, Tonto. Let's go. Come on, Silver.
Get on, Scout.
He's following the trail that parallels the railroad, Tonto.
Him soon meet others, maybe.
Look, he's leaving the trail and riding down into the canyon where the rails are laid.
That right.
We'll stick to this trail because it runs along the top of the canyon. We can get a good view of it from there, and also the trestle beyond over the creek.
You think them do something to train trestle?
That's what we're going to find out. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Within a short time, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were riding the trail along the rim of the railroad canyon. Then Tonto pointed and spoke.
Look, Kemosabe. Man, we follow meet others down in canyon.
So I see. I don't know what they... Yes, I do know, Tonto. They've already torn up some of the rails.
And that not good.
The train will cross the trestle safely. But when it enters that narrow canyon, it'll be wrecked. Then those outlaws can make off with that payroll.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue our story. As the Lone Ranger, looking into the narrow railroad canyon, realized that the outlaws had torn up some of the rails, he knew that the situation called for quick action. He thought a moment, then spoke.
Hello. That train will come along almost any minute now.
Ah. And what we do?
You ride to town and tell the sheriff what we've seen. Bring him back here to capture those outlaws.
And what you do, Kemosabe?
That train must be stopped, Tonto.
It's not possible to stop train now, before it cross trestle and go into canyon.
There is a way, Tonto. Only one way to get across to stop the train. I'm going to take it.
Kemosabe, you mean ride Silver over trestle?
Yes.
You can't
look,
do...
Tonto. See that foot plank that stretches along the edge?
Ah,
but that was too... put there so a workman could get on the trestle to make repairs. It's very narrow, but I think Silver can do it.
But if Silver slip off plank, him fall, maybe break leg between ties. Then his train
I've got to get to the other side and have Silver with me to ride toward Milton to stop the train.
It's not good.
I know all the risk, Tonto. Now you go to town and hurry. There's no time to lose.
Me go. Adios, Kemosabe. Get him up, scout.
Now, big fellow, it's up to us. Roll, Silver.
Quarter of a mile from the point in the canyon where the outlaws had torn up the rails to the railroad trestle, which stretched like a narrow, flat ladder to the other side. The trestle was about 25 feet above the deep waters of a creek. As he reached the approach to the trestle, the Lone Ranger reined up for a moment. For a moment, the masked rider of the plains studied the yawning, treachery road trestle.
Take a look, big
fella. On any other horse but Silver, he wouldn't have attempted to cross on the narrow plank path that followed the line of the rails across the ties. But he felt confident that the sure-footed white stallion, moving slowly and carefully, could make a successful crossing.
What do you think, big fella?
As if reading his master's thoughts, Silver turned his head and whinnied.
All right, big fella. We'll try it. Come on, Silver. Easy, boy. Steady. Easy does it. Take it over a little.
Carefully placing each hoof, Silver slowly carried the Lone Ranger along the foot plank of the trestle toward the other side. The magnificent stallion never faltered. And soon they were just about halfway across when...
The train, Silver. It's coming. We can't possibly get off this trestle in time. Oh, fella. Steady. Down. Coming around that turn ahead. In a moment, it'll be on the trestle. Steady, boy. Steady. Can't lose our nerve now.
Meantime, in the engine of the oncoming train, the engineer leaned out of the cab window for a clear view as the train moved around the curved approach to the trestle.
As soon as we get around this curve, we'll cross the trestle just outside of Red Rock, Joe.
I sure hope it's still there. We take a nosedive into plenty of water and give the passengers a duck in.
It ain't good luck to joke about wrecks, Joe. Thinking of things like that makes me... Great Scott!
What's the matter?
Look up ahead! An hombre on white horse, right in the middle of the trestle. Blow the whistle!
That won't do any good, but I'll do it. Try to stop the train. If you don't, that horse and riders are gone ashore.
I'm trying to, but we can't stop in time.
The dirt fool just sits there facing us. He's wearing a mask.
Maybe he... Hey, I'm afraid to look. We're going to kill him, Joe. We're going to kill him, sure.
Calmly, almost fatalistically, the masked figure on the great white stallion sat facing the approaching train. Neither horse nor rider seemed aware of the terrifying iron monster that thundered toward them. They waited motionless in the face of certain death. Then they heard the whistle of the train blowing frantically.
Last they see us, Silver. We can't stop in time. We'll die fast. Take it easy. Take it easy now. Well, this is it, big fella. You'll have to go over, then I'll follow. All right, Silver, take it! He's swimming.
Good boy, Silver! Well, here I come!
as the train came to a stop, the engineer turned a short pace to the fireman and spoke.
I ain't never seen anything like that in all my life, Joe. I thought for certain we'd hit that horse and rider. Then all of a sudden, the horse and rider went over the side into the water.
Sure. I saw them land in the water below and start swimming to the shore. Come on. We'll go try to help them.
Hey, look. There they are.
There. I don't see him.
Just coming out of the water. Say, that hombre's wearing a mask.
Hey, Joe, that hombre is wearing a mask. You don't suppose this is some trick to hold up the train, do you?
Say, I never thought of that. Though he was risking his life to do it if that's his game. We better get aboard and get moving, pronto.
Yeah, I guess we'd better. Get aboard, everybody. We're leaving here right away.
Let's find out what he was up to.
Sure, we can take care of one, hombre. I'd like to know why he was on that trestle.
What we got back in the baggage car, I don't like to take any chances.
If he comes this way, men, keep him covered.
Don't worry, we will. We'll handle him, all right.
Nobody in his right mind who tried to cross that trestle on horseback unless he did have a darn good reason for doing it.
Well, that's the way I look at it. And I'm curious enough to want to know what his reason is for being there. He sure scared the daylights out of me.
Me too. I thought he was a goner, sure.
I thought we was all goners when you slammed on them brakes like you did.
We almost had a wreck because of that, hombre.
I say we ought to do something about it.
Yeah, when he sees his crowd waiting here, he might... Let's go down there and get him.
No, wait. Here comes that masked man now. I got a gun on you, stranger, so don't make a move.
I came to warn you. Outlaws have ripped up the rails in the canyon beyond here.
What?
You better back up to Milton.
How do we know you ain't in with that gang outlaws, mister?
I risked the life of my horse and myself crossing that trestle to warn you.
Guess he's right. We better do like he says. Everybody get aboard. Put it in reverse and start rolling.
Hurry, here they come. Get across the trestle.
As the train backed across the trestle, the Lone Ranger rolled Silver behind one of the buttresses which held the trestle in place. From this vantage point, he was momentarily protected from the shots of the approaching outlaws.
Get some of that train on the trestle!
That hombre and the white horse is to blame! Get him down! Don't let him get away!
Oh! Lick me in the arm. I'll get you.
For a few moments, the Lone Ranger and Silver had found comparative safety, but the outlaws were spreading out in order to gun down the man who had cheated them of their prize.
Easy, Silver. We can't hold out much longer against them.
Sheriff and his posse quickly surrounded the surprised outlaws, and for a while the battle waxed hot and heavy, and the outlaws were gradually subdued by the sheriff and his men. It was then that the Lone Ranger saw Tonto.
Tonto, over here. Close, now, don't fire.
You all right, Kimsley?
Yes, Tonto. Got nicked by a bullet, but it's just a scratch.
And you said train. Say payroll.
The train returned to Milton. Moved across the trestle just in time.
That's good. He wondered if... Look, leader of gang getting away.
We can't let him escape. Come on, Silver!
Taking the sheriff and his men unawares, Big Jack had made a break after firing at the sheriff. He rode a massive black horse and raced at breakneck speed along the trail. The outlaw chief felt certain of escape. He was sure none of the others had a horse that could outrun the one he was riding, but he hadn't reckoned on the quick action of the masked man, whom he and his gang had tried to shoot down. Glancing back, Big Jack saw the white stallion racing along the trail behind him, with the determined figure of the Lone Ranger in the saddle.
I guess that hombre don't know when he's had enough.
He must be out of ammunition. He didn't return my gunfire. Now I'll try again.
Once more, Big Jack turned in the saddle and fired at the masked figure behind him. But again, there was no return fire.
The fool must think his luck will stay with him.
Now, as Big Jack looked back, he saw that the pursuing masked rider was fast closing up on him. He was filled with amazement as he realized the white stallion behind him was gaining on the black horse, which for some time had been the boast of the territory for speed and endurance.
Get that boy! Get moving!
Come on, Silver! I want you.
I'll blast you right out of that saddle.
Not without bullets in your gun. All right, come out of that saddle. Come on, get on your feet.
I can lick two like you.
Try just one first.
Well, this will get you.
Good, but not good enough.
Why, you...
Try this one.
You all right, Kimasari?
Yes, Tonto. Arm hurts a bit, that's all.
Say now, mess man. This Indian brought us your message. And we found things just like he said we would. So, I guess we won't be questioning that mask.
I wear this mask for reasons of my own, Sheriff.
Well, after all you've done, mister, you don't need any reason to wear it.
Yes, sir. Steady, big fella. We'll leave the rest of the job to you, Sheriff. We've done our part.
See here now, just a minute. Didn't you call that horse Silver?
That's right. Adios, Sheriff. Let's go, Tonto.
Horse
Silver!
Well, now ain't that just like him, though? He knew I just got an idea who he is, so he up and rides off.
Well, who is he, Sheriff?
Well, after hearing him call that horse Silver, come to me. He's known as the Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.